Hi there, I'm Tom Field. I'm Senior Vice President of Editorial with Information Security Media Group. My topic of conversation today is Silver SAML, discussing it with Eric Woodruff, Senior Cloud Security Architect with Semperis. Eric, thank you so much for taking time to speak with me today.
Thanks for having me here, Tom.
For context, talk about the Silver SAML attacks. How are they different from what we know as Golden SAML?
Yeah, so I would say Golden SAML and Silver SAML at the core, they're really the same in that they're SAML foraging attacks, right? So when you authenticate, without getting into the nitty gritty, kind of this core piece of material is a SAML response, and they're both essentially foraging that. It's kind of just a different, it's a target that you're going after. So
can Silver SAML attacks access business critical applications? And if so, what could an attacker potentially do?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And, you know, this probably expands on the last question there where, right, a lot of the attacks we saw with Golden SAML, right, the target was usually moving off of like ADFS, which was Microsoft's Active Directory Federation Services, into something like Azure AD, which is now known as Entra ID. Whereas Silver SAML, our focus is really those business critical applications, right? So, you know, if you're a big Microsoft shop and you're using Entra ID, a lot of enterprises will have things like Workday, Salesforce, AWS, Google, you know, Workspace and cloud all configured to authenticate against Entra. And that's really the focus where you could still use something like Silver SAML to move into those. And right, what you can do in there is as much up to sort of what user you are impersonating, right? So
Eric, what are identity providers doing wrong? And why is using externally generated certificates a problem?
Yeah, so I actually say that it's not that identity providers are doing anything wrong. It's honestly more like a business behavioral problem. So, you know, just a bit of the research that kind of led into things was really informed on before working at Semperis, I was, you know, consulting with a lot of organizations and working with organizations at my time at Microsoft and, right, saw that, you know, people were not handling certificates securely, down to things like, right, I'd send a Teams message with a certificate and the password for it, right? So it's kind of leaving this stuff out, and it's not just a SAML problem necessarily, but I think people don't understand the gravity of kind of how they treat this material. So
why can't we apply our broader certificate management directives and policies to leveraging certificates for SAML signing?
Yeah, and I guess I'd say here when we're talking about right, a lot of certificate management practices, it's kind of comparing apples to oranges, right? And so many organizations that want to use externally generated certificates kind of are looking at the model, right, that we might use where we have a one-to-many sort of relationship here where we have lots of clients that have certificates, you know, provided to them, or like web services, right, where you have a certificate on your web server, and then you need to sort of create this trust relationship between, right, all your clients and that web server, right? And so we're talking SSL or really TLS. With SAML, right, the trust model is different because it's one-to-one, right? So if we go acquire, again, I'll just pick on Salesforce, right? We go acquire Salesforce. When we're configuring SAML, right, I as the administrator or working with the business unit that owns like Salesforce in our org, right, we kind of go through this, you know, dance of configuring the SAML trust relationship between Salesforce and Entra ID. And right, so I as the admin, I'm really the trust anchor. And that kind of gets into that if, say, that certificate was compromised, right, from an authentication perspective, there's nothing that certificate revocation really brings us. So if we go to that, you know, web server sort of model, right, if the certificate for a web server is compromised, we'll use certificate revocation to tell all the clients, right, don't trust this certificate anymore. But with SAML, right, like if we had that certificate compromised, we're going to have to rotate it anyways and go through sort of another manual process in most instances. So there's really no benefit to certificate revocation, because that would break off, and it's likely, right, that our IT pros, right, if we know we're compromised, are going to be sort of in there rotating that certificate anyways. So it's really like a lack of understanding that revocation doesn't really, bring anything to the table in these instances.
Eric, bottom line, what should defenders do to avoid being a victim of silver SAML attacks?
Yeah, I mean, so I think it almost goes back to that, for a lot of orgs, whether it's their security folks or their IT pros that are managing and using SAML, it's as much as really just right, trying to find the time or prioritizing the time to learn how SAML functions and like understand the spec itself, right? And I say this because a lot of organizations will have hundreds and hundreds of applications integrated with SAML, and right, you run into these scenarios, unfortunately, where the attackers understand how the authentication mechanism works better than the defenders, right? And I get, right, time, resources, money, all those things weigh into why we don't do this. But I think if people really understood, right, sort of the fundamentals of SAML and configuring it and the management and why they're doing what they're doing, they would see that really the easiest practice to sort of protect yourselves from a silver SAML attack is to not use externally generated certificates, right? So talking in the realm of Entra, an Entra ID, if we just use a Microsoft generated certificate, it's still strong. It doesn't have any sort of negative qualities to it. But the private key material, which is what an attacker would need, cannot be exported out of Entra, right? So it's a very simple sort of protection that you can do by just not using externally generated certs. And whenever I say this, people always kind of push back, like, well, what if, right, you want alternatives? And I'd say there are other things within SAML. Again, I'll sort of high level it here, but just saying that you can do other things with signing of SAML requests can also protect you against SAML forging attacks. And our blog that we have out there kind of details this in further as to what you could do to protect yourself. So,
well, good. Let's bring it back to Semperis then. What are you doing to help your customers prepare for and respond to the silver SAML threat?
Yeah, so as far as silver SAML goes, so in our products, both our free product Purple Knight, as well as our pay for directory services protector, one of the components in here are indicators of exposure, right? Basically looking for, security misconfigurations range can from warnings to critical, right, about things you're doing within Active Directory, or in this case, Entra ID, that are kind of opening the door for attackers, right? And so with Silver SAML, we've written an indicator that is helping organizations look for this, right? I will say it's a bit of a challenge because some of the auditing things that would allow us to be really precise in trying to detect this don't exist in Entra ID. But we're trying to work with Microsoft to change how they audit things to try to make it more robust or verbose, so that we could have a lot of precision in detecting if orgs set themselves up for potential compromise here. So,
well said. Eric, thank you for sharing your insight today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me, Tom.
Again, the topic's been Silver SAML. You just heard from Eric Woodruff. He's Senior Cloud Security Architect with Semperis for Information Security Media Group. I'm Tom Field. Thank you so much for your time and your attention today.